Bullock County State Representative Lehman Franklin recently introduced House Bill 1291, legislation that would support the development of affordable housing by providing tax exemptions or incentives for materials and supplies used to construct affordable housing for Georgia residents. House Bill 1291 is a crucial step toward ensuring accessible affordable housing for Georgia's residents, said Representative Franklin. Right now, demand for affordable housing is high, especially for residents in Bullock County. By facilitating tax exemptions for tangible personal property used in the construction, renovation or rehabilitation of housing projects by tax-exempt organizations, this legislation would not only promote the development of new homes but also revitalize existing communities. HB 1291 is a testament to our commitment to ensuring that every Georgian and their families have a safe and affordable place to call home. Sales tax exemptions such as those proposed under House Bill 1291 would empower Habitat for Humanity affiliates to amplify their community impact, serving more partner families and stretching donors' dollars further, said Kathy Jenkins, Executive Director for Habitat for Humanity of Bullock County. While 46 states recognize this, Georgia's absence from this list presents a significant challenge. With each home built in Bullock County, approximately $7,000 is spent on sales tax alone, nearly enough to cover the vital HVAC system installation. I want to thank Representative Franklin for advocating for this necessary change, ensuring every dollar counts toward building affordable homes and transforming lives. HB 1291 would support the construction, renovation and rehabilitation of affordable housing projects and would propose tax exemptions or incentives for the sale of tangible personal property needed to facilitate the construction of affordable housing. The full text of HB 1291 may be found here. Representative Lehman Franklin represents the citizens of District 160, which includes portions of Bryan and Bullock counties. He was elected to the House of Representatives in 2022 and currently serves as Vice Chairman of the Retirement Committee. He also serves on the Economic Development and Tourism and Interstate Cooperation Committees.